Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. My apologies, everyone. Welcome to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Today is the second of the month, September 2nd, 2023. The time is now 6:09 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:09 p.m. on the West Coast, and let me tell you what happened. Yeah, I dropped the ball here. I did drop the ball here. What occurred was, you know, when you have multiple shows, they're in different time zones, right? So, and I'm opening up the chat room now. They're in different time zones. And so with Blog Talk, you have to change the time zone, right? Gwen Ross was on just last night, and she's in the Pacific time zone. I'm in the Eastern. And though I did go into the board and I did... change the time zone for Georgia compared to Nevada, it takes a minute for them to, I guess, I'm assuming, for them to update the time zone. So I believe that's what had occurred. So, yeah, that's how come I'm late. Wait a minute, a little bit of music here. Okay, let me put that on pause. All right. So, yeah, my co-host called and was like, you know, calling me now, so I'm going to go ahead and text them and let them know what's going on. But hey, you guys, I got to tell you, last night was awesome. Gwen's show, Gwen Ross presents The Storytellers, and wow, we heard a lot of stories through the music, right? Awesome show. I just sat back. I did chime in for a minute, but I just sat back and you know, I was hearing songs I hadn't heard in ages. I mean, and it had me, literally, I was sitting here, you know, snapping my fingers. Yes, people still snap their fingers. I was snapping my fingers, you know, I was doing a little two-step here and there. And I was like, okay, I remember this. You know, so, hey, you guys, make sure you tune in to Gwen Ross, Hip Hop, The Storytellers. The next show is next month on the 20th. I think that's correct, yeah. I'm going to make sure I say that all through this show. Next show will be on the 20th. Let me go ahead and I'm sorry. Let me let some of my co-hosts know that we are on air. Let's see, on air now, so they can call in. Okay, and let's see. Let me get this other individual now, so they can call in. Let's see, Timon, Janet Davis, Timon Ship. Let me let you all know, we are on air right now. But yeah, I've never had experience that before, so it's the first time for everything, right? Okay, let me go ahead and do this. Bear with me, you guys. Let me know real quick that we are here. Okay, so with that being said, where's he at here? Is he there? Okay. Let me let him know. Okay, so I guess he got the message. All right, again, great. We're so happy to have Quinn joining the TMG and the Michael Gay Network. And for you guys that are on the internet, I'm going to go ahead and let you know you can join the chat room if you're listening online. So I'm typing that in right now to the TMGN. Okay. So if you don't want to talk on the show, that's fine. That's understandable. A lot of people don't like to talk on air. You know, they don't want to speak. But you can go to the chat room. You can share your questions or comments there during the shows. And I think Oh, what happened here? There we are. Okay, so that would be great. You know, really would appreciate that. All right, so I'm going to sit back for a minute and take a look and see what's going to happen here with the board. I'm going to reach out to different individuals and see if I can get that message over to them. So while we wait for just a moment, not all evening, I'm going to pull up a few things here. In fact, you know what? I'm going to take a quick music break, you guys. Bear with me. I'm going to take you back to a little bit of hip-hop because seeing how Gwen did a fantastic job last night, I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit right here, one of my favorite groups of all time, and we'll be right back.
All right, let's go.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Yeah, shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Wee-wee chocolate crossover.
Yeah, wee chocolate crossover.
See me cocoa, like
I'm cocoa and I might go pop. Now it's about time that I clear this. So pardon me, man, but I'd like for you to hear this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You see, I feel real good inside, and it's just from your nearness. There's no need for you to fear this.
Kiss me,
I'll kiss you back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look kinda cute to me. I think we can achieve this. Plus, you act like you need this. Kiss me, and I'll kiss you back. Yeah, real fly. Money, dude, not buying it. Quit denying it. You're better off trying it. Freak me, girl, and I'll freak you back.
Through any kind of weather, will me and you forever stay together? Well, I just don't know, but I tell you what, though. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
And I guess you wanna know if I'm gonna be around. I ain't sure, but I tell you what I do know. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
All right, let's do this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, kiss me, and I'll kiss you back.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You with it? Cause if you with it, I'm with it. Yo.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
That you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. And I'm telling you sincerely that if you kiss me, girl, I'll kiss you back. Cause I really, really, really like you, and I just wanna make it clear. We're gonna keep it fair and square.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Yo, it's not funny. Real cute is what you say to me. But any other way you're playing me, if you love me, then I'll love you back.
Love me and I'll love you back.
When you say I get the most out of this, it kinda bothers me. A fair exchange and no robbery.
Love me, girl, and I love you back.
Love me, girl, and I love you back.
Now I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. And you know I know you need me, so I guess that we could do this.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Alright, sing it with me again, come on.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Come on, keep it going.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, ladies.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
So yeah, yo, I'm with it.
You kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Alright, alright, that's cool, now let's change it up a little bit.
If you touch me here, I'll touch you there.
Yeah, put lotion on me.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
If you love me, girl, I'll love you back.
I'll love you back.
We know what you go through. Sometimes we put you down. People treat you cold when they know you sleep around. We never want to disrespect you, and I'll never tell anyone in town. But if you love me, then I'll love you back. I'm asking if you're down. I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. If you play with my feet, I'll tickle your tummy.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Yeah, I like when the girls do it.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Come on, ladies, one more time, take it.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Cause if you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. But
Welcome back to the TMGS. This is the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. My deepest apologies. We had a little issue getting the show started because I dropped the ball on this one. Okay, I already said that. But, yeah, when you're networking a show from one end of the country to the other, there's some things that might happen. And so changing the whole thing as far as Pacific time versus Eastern time. So that was what happened, and it did not get done in an earlier fashion. But without further ado, the show must go on, and I just got my right hand, the one and only, to chime in, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis.
Hey, Janet. I'm glad you explained it so I wouldn't have to ask you any questions.
Well, actually, that's funny that you said it said 24 hours because, see, I went into the system, changed it, and then it said 3 hours. And I was like, no. You know, I changed it back to Georgia. Then I went back again and refreshed it and saved it, and then it said 2 hours. I'm like, okay, something here ain't jiving here. But you know what? Gwen, okay, had called me and said, hey, you know, it shows that your show is not going to be on for a while. And so, you know, she said, you know, you might want to cancel this one and start just go live, which the board gives you that option of where, other than your schedule show, you can cancel that schedule show and go live now, you know. And, of course, that's what I had to do. I had to go live now. I had to remove those shows because though I have 3 hours every day of the week, if I scheduled another show on top of this show, what it would have been like, we ain't doing that. You ain't got no 4 hours or 6 hours. So, yeah, you know, had to move quickly. All right. But first of all, I want to say again, a great show last night. Gwen did an awesome show. And I said earlier, I'm just, you know, she did an amazing show, some great songs I hadn't heard in ages, you know. So looking forward to next month on the 20th. You guys, if you're listening in, hey, listen in on the 20th, again, on the 20th. Of next month, of the 20th.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, of this month, 20th. And make sure you tune in to Gwen Ross Hip Hop Presents The Storytellers. Wow. That's awesome. We got to get to our topics, though, Janet. We got to get to our topics.
Yeah, I have a little guest here until her mom comes. My granddaughter had to... and had something to do. She should have been here by now, so I'll be on mute every now and then. Just want to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm on the phone.
Okay. No problem. Let's see.
Oh.
Okay, so I just got a text sounding good. Thank you very much for that, for the sounding good. I appreciate that. Let's see. Let's get into the political thing. I always want to get into the politics type thing first. So Donald Trump, yes, former president, 45, has opted out of coming back to Georgia, okay, to be charged, right? Well, he's been charged, but to go ahead and, you know, so he said he's not guilty. You know, it just boggles the mind for me that here's an individual who has been indicted 4 times. I know I've said this before. Over 90-something charges. Who would think that person is innocent of all of them? Who? I'm just
nobody,
putting it out there.
Nobody but Trump.
Who would think that a person with that many indictments, that many charges, and not just in Georgia, these are indictments and charges in other states. Okay, who on earth would think he didn't do none of that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nobody but Trump.
Well, no. I mean, I know you're saying nobody but Trump, but no, you're wrong. Because there's a lot of folks, along with Trump, think he didn't do any of that. the MAGA crew. They think he's innocent of everything. Now,
because
keep in mind,
he says he's innocent, Michael. They just follow
their
people.
I'm going to get to that. But the thing is, what I'm saying, let's use common sense, America. Whenever there's, your government, you pay your government. The government is not owned by some certain entity or some certain business. You pay your government, your officials, through your tax dollars. I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that your tax dollars will go into all these investigations for nothing. I don't think so, man. Think about it. I don't think that that would happen. And if that's the case, then we're stupid to allow it. But the thing is that it's not just a Democratic thing. It's not just a Republican thing. It's a people thing. Yeah, I want to know where my money goes. All these different, hearings that they're having. We have to remember these public officials are getting paid from your tax dollars. That's where they're getting paid from. And to say that indicting a former president, four times indicted in different locations, let's keep that, in mind, with 90-plus charges and 18 others, I don't think that's the situation where, we just have nothing better to do. There has to be something to all of this. Based on the rule of law. Just recently this week, in fact, yesterday, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas finally showed, after he was asked to do so, what was it, his financial stuff as far as his, he's been getting gifts, taking trips, vacations by one of the most top individuals, one of the most richest individuals in the country. Right, Janet? I'm not making this up.
No,
you're not making it up. Huh?
I said, no, you're not making it up. He finally submitted a statement that he had to not do his taxes because he had to add all that. And for years, he never put anything down.
Never.
He didn't think it was anything wrong with it,
Right.
Everybody knows when you work for the government, you're only supposed to be able, you're not supposed to take gifts.
Grandma.
I work at Walmart, okay? I'm a team lead. I'm part of management, okay? The customers be trying to give me a tip if I help them load something or whatever. I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. Why not? I just can't do it. That's a policy. That's a store policy. And the store has plenty of cameras, So that's a policy. I'm sure you're not going to lose my job over a $5 whatever tip they want to give me. That would be stupid. Wouldn't you agree? Because I'm violating policy. So same thing with when you deal with government, here you are a Supreme Court justice, and you're getting gifts from an individual. Wouldn't you think that that might kind of, fog your decision on things, or that you might be subject to being swayed to do something in somebody else's opinion or in their favor? Wouldn't you think that? I would.
Indeed.
I would think so. I would think, hey, look, I guess I'll see what I could do this time. Let me open up this mic, and I'm glad that my brother made it. Speaking of the West Coast, this is the one and only Mr. Time and Chill. What's
hey,
up, Time?
My God,
seven,
Janet,
there,
I thought you were known, man. I called at 3:05. And because, you know, I know you had the music on and stuff, and they said it wasn't no show. So I was like, oh.
Same here, Simon. Blog it said 24 hours for me.
Yeah.
It said show's going to start in 24 hours. I'm like, what the heck?
I'm like, Mike just told me to be on the show. I didn't make sure everything was out of the way. I didn't eat and, you know, and all this stuff. Then I get there and say, what, no show? I'm like, well, why Mike got me called? And there wasn't no show. And so then I
I did not do that.
Then I saw you had tried to call me, so then I said, okay, it must be a show then. So where are we at? You didn't get me called up. I missed something.
Too much.
Yeah, you know,
really started talking about Trump.
Oh, okay.
Right. Let's clarify this. I started talking about Trump, but then I segued over into recently what Clarence Thomas did. Because, you know, Trump, we already know the fact that, okay, so just to give you a little gist of what's going on, I was saying the things that were how in the world anybody would believe that a person who's been indicted four times in different states now, okay, I could see if it was one state, you know, and they're picking on him, and 90-something charges, plus you got 18 of your cronies that are had to come here to Georgia. I started with that. But then I also went forward to the fact of where, look at Clarence Thomas, a Supreme Court justice who didn't want to prove or didn't want to show his financial statements regarding of the gifts that he's gotten. He's been getting gifts for years from a major player. Okay, you know that's problematic.
He thought he never had to show that. At least he felt
that's
that way.
So you know, Mike. One of the reasons why that is, I told you once before, is the propaganda and how you manipulate what message that you send out. Remember, they're playing on everybody's emotions. They don't care about policy. Policies have no meaning. Yes, we know Clarence is doing something dirty. Matter of fact, Clarence Thomas is backed by the Koch brothers, and so is Chris Christie and all the rest of them. That's why they were down on climate change. They personally went and got scientists to neglect what climate change was to get people to think a different way. The more they put in confusion, the more I get you to think that no, because people, one, because of our instant gratification type attitude in our society today, a lot of people are not going to read. They're not going to do any critical thinking to actually check out what's truly going on. So I can sell you on something because you're taking something away from me. They'll tell you that, oh, affirmative action isn't needed. They told you that, oh, critical race theory, ooh, they're going to make a white person feel bad. No, that's not what it is at all. It's what it's going to show. It's what it's going to have to, what they're going to have to deal with. And so what do? I just throw a monkey wrench. It ain't even got to be true. I just throw it out there because guess what? By the time you figure out what it is, we've moved ahead even farther. And I've suckered another fool to buy into the insaneness of what is. That's how people get into joining cults. Why do you think that no one knows that Charles Manson was actually trying to start a race war, that he really wanted, you know, to get whites and blacks fighting? He tried, because next person, one of the guys on the list was Sammy Davis Jr. But the fact that you could get someone to cut their baby out, to cut a woman's baby out of her. So sick. And I can't allow, if we allow this information to get out and show the insaneness, it will go against how hard it is to have a rational, what democracy says we're supposed to have a rational attitude. But we're dealing with irrational people. Irrational people are the ones that are doing all these crazy, insane killings and out of control stuff. But we're trying to have something rational. Rational people put it together, but you're dealing with, you know, just irrational people who don't like something because it's a different color. That's why they want you to join the group. If you don't join the group, I'm coming after you. I'm going to say, oh, look what you're doing. You're trying to hurt our kids. But you don't have a way of stopping that six-year-old who just brought a 9-millimeter pistol in and shoot his school teacher. You have no answer for that. But yet you're worried about a guy in a dress teaching your child how to read. You know, I'm like, I'm more worried about how this kid got a 9-millimeter. How do you
Right.
You have to look at
the woman who carried the 9-millimeter pistol under her fat into the baseball game, and when it moved around, she ended up pulling the trigger and it shot herself. I ain't even making that up.
Hey.
I'm not even making that up.
Hey. You know, it's karma, right? I guess that's the term that you would use, you know, and, you know, going back to what you said, what is priority in America? What is priority? What is priority in our communities? And I believe that based on what you just said, there's a lot of things that are overlooked. There's a lot of things that are not taken seriously that is going to have a long-term effect with our kids in the future, right? If we don't address the issues that's been around for decades, centuries even, you can't move forward. Am I right or wrong?
Nope. But, you know, Mike, we also believe in individualism in our country. They fight for the right of the individual, but we are also social creatures. So socially, which that means bringing in humanity, and a lot of people don't understand, in order to have humanity, we have to stand up for each other, even when we disagree or agree. And if we're not, we don't have a democracy. What we have is chaos. What we have is somebody like I'm sure you heard about the police officer who shot the pregnant woman. And before he shot her, she said, you're not going to shoot me, are you? And the dude shot her. They're fighting that right now. They got the camera. And why'd they shoot her? Well, they say she shoplifted. Oh, okay. So because she shoplifted, you shot her? They did the same thing in California. Shot a woman who was asleep but had a gun on the seat of the car with the windows rolled up. Now, they opened fire and shot her like 40 times. So I don't know how these play. Hello?
I don't know what happened to Mike.
I was trying to bring up that topic, you guys. Hold tight a minute. Since you brought that up, that is a topic, the one he just said about the woman being shot. So let me bring up that story.
Remember I told you I got a little girl here.
I understand that, and that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so let me read this out. Police in Ohio released body camera video showing officer fatally shooting pregnant woman, Takiya Young. Let me give you a little bit of a backstory for you folks that don't know.
Oh,
it was two people murdered that day, Takiya Young's grandmother said. So it says here, police in Blinden Township, Ohio, released body camera video on Friday showing an officer fatally shooting a woman who allegedly accelerated her car towards the officer after she was accused of stealing from a grocery store. Takiya Young, 21. Hold on a minute. I'm hearing something in the background. Hold on. Let me do this for a moment. Okay. Let me do this real quick. As I read the story, I have to be able to have the clear line. Okay, so Takiya Young, 21, of Columbus, was 7 months pregnant when she died in the August 24th shooting, her family said. Keep in mind, they just released this from August 24th, which is not long ago. But Blinden Township police officers were in a Kroger's parking lot assisting a driver who was locked out of her car when a store employee told one of the officers that someone who had allegedly stolen bottles of alcohol was fleeing, Police Chief John Belton said in a statement after the shooting. The newly released body camera footage reviewed by ABC News shows Young parked in front of the store refusing to leave the vehicle despite repeated orders from police. One officer was on the driver's side while the other was directly in front of the car of the vehicle. Yeah. Okay. The video shows the officer on the driver's side telling Young that she was accused of stealing, which she denies. The officer again tells her to get out of the car, according to the video, which Young appears to verbally refuse to do. He bangs on the driver's side window as Young appears to ask the officer in front of the vehicle, "You going to shoot me?" That's quote, end quote. In footage from the officer in front of the car, he pointed his gun at Young and yelled for her to exit the vehicle while using an expletive. The car then accelerates forward, pushing against the officer in front of the car, who then fires a single shot through the windshield, according to the video. The car continued to move forward. The officers announced, quote, shots fired, as they chase the vehicle for several feet before it comes to a stop, video shows. Okay, so we have to look at this in a sense. And this is my opinion, okay? I'm sorry. Simon, let me open up your mic. I didn't mean to mute you. I apologize.
What's that?
I was hearing some noise. I was going through the board because I was hearing some background noise, so I wanted to mute wherever the noise was while I was reading. Okay, so here's my question is this. Okay, according to the story, all right, it claims that she was using the vehicle as a weapon towards an officer. That's what it sounds like when you read this. What are your thoughts, you guys? What are your thoughts about this? Was that justifiable, though, if she was actually accelerating towards an officer, if he was standing in front of her car?
Well, I've always tried to understand, Mike, that the first thing that these cats do every time is shoot. They pull their guns to shoot. Now, I know that they mm-hmm. say that if somebody is in front of your deal, you shoot. But why are you standing in front of the car and claiming that the woman stole something? I'm always trying to find out, could this have been done a different way?
Right.
You know,
why would that officer put himself in harm's way? Right. Exactly.
Right. Well, I'm just saying. Possibly. I mean, one. My thing is this. Okay. Even though you're standing in front of the car, and the woman said, "Okay, step from out to our walk," because you're supposed to be on the side. You ain't supposed to be in front of the car. No way. You're supposed to be on the side,
mm-hmm.
not in front. Okay. And it's a woman. There's nobody else in the car but her. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Mike?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. There's only
right.
one person
according to the story,
in
right.
the car. Right. So mm-hmm. if she's the only one in the car, even if she drove off,
the dogs are back in.
All you
got
to do is take
Your
down her driver's license number. They going to get you. Okay? They going to get you. Even if you drove off, I'm going to get you down the road. I know where you're going. You can't keep running. You're pregnant. But he didn't know she was pregnant at that time.
So, correct.
Right. He didn't know she was pregnant. So now your situation is you done shot this woman over some liquor. And that's why in California, a lot of them are starting to say, I'm not just going to throw people in jail for petty theft, because if not, your tax dollars got to keep them in there. But then again, what the store owner is going to do, and this is where it's tricky, if I let you steal, I'm going to make the consumer pay for it. So I'm going to, if I got to keep paying higher insurance policies, I got to put that cost on to the American consumer.
The consumer.
I just can't keep saying, okay, no big, let the insurance. No, my insurance is going to go up. And so, but then again, if I start locking up everybody for everything that they stole, all right, then you got to find the people, those people who are you're locking up for petty theft, right? There's got to be mm-hmm. some kind of consequence for what they're doing. I get it. You got to have a consequence. But then again, you know,
How do you stop it now? Do you, you want? I mean, right now California's out of control because we got smash and grab going on all day. So you know you gotta, and you can't have no weak attorney. You can't have a weak district attorney because if you do, then all of a sudden everybody getting away with everything, and then the store owners and everybody gonna come to you and say, "Wait a minute, man, I need you to start putting these people in jail." But now you even killed somebody, and you find out not only did you kill her, you killed her baby. And did you find liquor? Did they say in the article, Mike, did they find the liquor?
No, they never did say as far as that goes, if they found anything.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd like to know, did they find the liquor? She stole all the liquor.
She was accused of it.
That's my thought. That's my thought on it. Go ahead.
No, she was accused of stealing, but right. There was never anything. There was nothing to confirm that she was that she did it. They never said. You know, if you listen to what I read, and I wish they would elaborate more on the story of where, you know, most stores are going to have cameras, right? So if they would do an update of where, yes, there was some footage of her taking something. Yes, you know, and show that. You show the shooting, but show the alleged crime is what I'm looking for. Show the alleged crime that she committed, and I'm not saying that would justify her being shot, because what the police are saying, the justification of her being shot, was the fact that there was an officer in front of the car. Now let me look at this. Why would you put yourself in harm's way, even as a police officer? Why would you stand in front of a running vehicle? Or a person driving a vehicle, why would you do that? And as you alluded to, is just the fact that there was an officer on the driver's side and this, that, and the other. So why would you set up this scenario of someone being harmed? That's what gets me. I'm pretty sure she's 7 months pregnant, thinks she's showing, and I would think that the officer with that was on the driver's side would have seen that. So deadly force should not have been necessary.
And that's
but then
the
again,
like, that's not the last resort. That's the first resort. These guys are shooting people at will. Just like the guy out there in Atlanta
okay.
that was in the Wendy's and he was drunk. You know, y'all blocked
right.
him in. And then the next, you know, he's dead. You don't have to kill these
mm-hmm.
people, especially if they ain't got no guns.
But the
what they're doing,
well,
they're just shooting them dead.
Can I say something?
Well, here's
please?
The thing with that story, but hold on. And yes, Janet, I want Janet to respond. But when you brought up that situation at the Wendy's, he did get into a confrontation with them physically. He did manage to pull the taser from an officer. And while he was running, he turned around and fired the taser. It didn't hit. It didn't
taser,
hit. Let
Mike.
Me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish.
I'm
letting
you finish.
Let me
I'm just
finish.
Saying it's a taser.
Let me finish.
I'm letting you finish.
Just
you ain't
got to
keep saying it. I'm letting you finish.
Okay. I thought someone was speaking.
I'm with you.
But then again.
I'm supporting you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. But granted, he did take that weapon. Now, as an officer, you should be well-trained to protect yourself and protect your equipment. You should be well trained. Obviously, this officer wasn't. And this person got the taser, ran, he's trying to flee. And I go back to what you said. You're right. His car is sitting right there. It's registered under his name. You can get him anytime. There are certain situations. I understand if it's a person who is a murderer, you know, and you know, he's wanted, you know, he's on the FBI making wanted this type thing. I can understand that to get him off the streets right away. But just because he was asleep in his car, probably intoxicated, obviously he's not that intoxicated because he was able to beat your ass, right? I don't agree with that
right.
murder, you know, mentality. I don't agree with that. Where it's your last resort, okay, and I will say last resort, is to kill them. There was other things that they could do.
again, okay, we got his car. We ran the place. We know his name. We know who he is. We know where he lives. Those are the other options that I think that law enforcement is not looking at. And Janet, I'm going to let you speak on it. But here's the thing. Prime example, real quick, and I'm going to let Janet go ahead and run the board on this one. But there was a situation at my store where a guy tried to steal a cash register. In one department, there's a register that, you know, it's connected, you know, the cash drawer connected underneath to a computer. Only reason why he couldn't get it is because you know how computers work or and everything, where you have that cable that goes there and there's those little two screws there that keep it, you know, in contact so it doesn't slip away. This guy tried to steal the register. Another employee saw him, and the manager at that time said, hey, man, you got to leave my store. But what happened is that the next day, AP was not there at the time. Next day, AP ran back to camera. They ran all the way back and looked at when he first entered the store, and even beyond that, they looked at the vehicle he got out of. Lo and behold, they got the license plate. Contacted the person who was driving the car, and told them, "Hey, look, we got it on vehicle that you dropped this person off at the store. He attempted to commit a crime. Either you tell us who he is, or you will be an accessory to this crime. You follow me?" And he gave it up. And they went and arrested the guy because it was all on video. There's options. It's what they call an investigation. It doesn't have to get to the point of a killing or a shooting. Janet, you, I know you have something to say about this. And,
well,
you know, go ahead.
Well, I mean, all I wanted to say was the officer was in front of the car. He pulling the gun out at her. She asked, are you going to shoot me? Why do you have to point a gun at somebody and curse at them? You know, and a person can end up panicking because of the way he was conducting himself. But that gave him no right to shoot her. And if somebody's pointing a gun at me and cursing at me, I would run him over. And they'll probably do it. I would.
Now, you know what? I get what you're saying. I truly do, because I know you're not one to go out there and rob anything because you work. Or you worked and you retired, you earned, you know, your retirement, your keep, and that's insulting, you know, to be accused of stealing something. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we can get excited over the situation of where, what, are you serious? You really think I will go and steal something?
Do you think she would have stayed there just like Floyd if he actually was trying to give somebody a counterfeit bill? He wouldn't have stuck around the store like that. They would have gave it up and left.
Here's the thing I'm trying to get to. Granted, I don't know, and I don't know for sure. Was it ever confirmed that it was counterfeit? If it was, okay. But how
they
many
said
times?
It was counterfeit. And the guy let him get away with it because he said he knew by the way he was acting that it wasn't. He didn't know it was a counterfeit bill, but he knew the other guy that was with him knew that it was counterfeit.
Well, the only thing I'm trying to say is this: do you think you ever had a counterfeit bill in your hand? I know I have, I didn't know it. Okay, I didn't know it. But I'm not dealing with people who make counterfeit money. It just happened to pass from one hand to the other, from one store to another customer. I don't sit up there and examine every single bill, but we're not trying to get into that whole thing. But I understand what you're trying to say or what you were saying. The thing is that we're in this situation. Can I just say this? In this situation, though, I think that the officer who was who made the initial stop should have seen the situation, should have, I mean, and I don't know what the verbal conversation was. None of us do. But the whole thing is to calm down the person. It's an accusation from an employee at a store or the store security. Now, at this point, the store had nothing to do with any of this at all. What transpired after that, the store had nothing to do with what transpired after that. They caused the situation. But at this point, they had nothing to do with it. Am I right or am I wrong? I think I'm right. I think I'm very right. Because, again, as Simon said, this person was accused of trying to steal something. They're in their car. And normally, once most stores, major stores, after that customer is out from a certain point of the entrance and exit, you're not supposed to go forward and deal with them at that point. You're not. For the safety of yourself, the customers, and your employees. So everybody dropped the ball on this one. And I can understand her frustration because I would think that, and as Tima said, was there anything on camera showing she actually put something on her personal and walked out the door without paying for it? We haven't seen that yet. I have to see that. I have to see that she actually picked up an item, didn't pay for it, and walked out the door with it. I have to see that. It doesn't justify shooting her. But if the initial cause of her being confronted by the cops, is that proven?
I did it.
That's what I have to say. Tommy, what you think?
I just think, Mike, that, you know, when you know, even me working in law enforcement for over 33 years, I mean, that there were things that, I mean, they were, back then they were just locking up kids. If you must have farted the wind wrong, they would lock you up. And then it got to the point, mm-hmm. I remember out here in L.A., there was an older woman with a screwdriver. And the guy just shot her. The cop shot her. And I was like, bro, she's 60-something years old. You couldn't take that woman down and slap some handcuffs on her? No.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the woman out in Oklahoma. You know, guy was walking away. She shot him in the back. Why is it every time y'all dealing with somebody, the first thing you do is pull your gun? That's all I'm asking. Is there a better way that you can take people down? I mean, if you think of other countries, you know, and like Japan and all that, them dudes are doing martial arts and stuff. They ain't just shooting people. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be careful, but if there's an opportunity to take that person down other than putting a bullet in their chest, you know,
mm-hmm.
do it. Oh, no, we got to kill them.
Right.
When they shoot, man, they unload. They pump 9, 10, 15 bullets in your ass. They ain't trying to, I don't care who you are.
They ain't trying to wound you.
No, I tell them, yep. Don't move. And that's when that woman asked. What she asked him? Are you going to shoot me? He sure did.
Put
the bullet in her ass. What about it there? That's his first resort. Get out of the car. No, I'm not getting out of the car. Okay, find a new way. You could have blew her tires off if you wanted. You could have shot her. You got to shot her tires. Right? You could have shot tires. She wouldn't be able to go nowhere.
That's true.
But you just can't. I mean, and even if she'd hit the gas and tried to run away, you take down a driver's license number, call the dude. They gonna get her, man. They ain't nowhere for you to go. They got helicopters for that. All you asking people to do, hey man, you don't comply, I'm out of here. Okay, cool. We do that, you know, Mike. How we have all these car chases out here in California.
How long did it take? They'll follow that dude forever. Why? Because when they go in and rush, they're trying to make sure that civilians don't get killed because of U.S. So that's why
right.
they hang back and they follow them. That was because we started having innocent people were getting killed, you know. Now, if the dude
right.
who's running from the cops, if he causes that, then you just add that on. He's already committed a felony for running away from cops anyway. And instead, if he goes to another city, those felonies are adding up right, as you cross county lines. You have so many, what I'm saying is there's so many tools that you have in your toolbox on how to do this. You know, there's a better way to structure the
well,
situation
obviously, well,
than
obviously
shooting
they don't
people.
Have the right, obviously, they don't have the right tools in their box at this point in time. And yeah, that needs to be addressed. What I want to do with
this
moment,
though.
Oh,
they got a mic. They've been told to do this. Let me tell you something. They are following the very orders. Because why else would they do it? Somebody told them to do it. Your board of supervisors
mm-hmm.
know what they're doing. They have probation. They also have police commissions. And the police commissioners know what they're doing. Now, if you deal with gang members,
okay.
that's different. A gang member.
Okay, so let me do this
running,
real quick. I have to do this real quick because it's the top of the hour. We're going to come back. We could talk about this topic for the whole 2 hours, but we're going to change gears momentarily. Let me do this real quick. You listen to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, on the TMG and the Michael Gay Network. We welcome Ms. Gwen Ross with her show. She's going to be back the 20th of this month with another great show. So, and there's a new show coming up soon also. I'm going to keep that on the wraps so you guys can, you know, be looking forward to it. But let's do this real quick, and we'll be back and we're going to change gears.
What's up, y'all? This is St. James, and you're listening to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for interesting topics and awesome music. Now back to the show.
All right. See, that was real quick and simple. All right. Thank you, St. James. Let me take a look at this. I'm sure you guys have seen this many a times, and it was really interesting to see. Mitch McConnell gave us a long pause for the second time within a month. A very long pause. It made me think of what has been discussed and what has been considered. Term limits. Mitch ain't all there, y'all. He ain't all there. It's very obvious. So, and then if you remember, what was the senator? I believe he's a senator in I think it was Carolina. Strom Thurmond, right. I think that's his name. For years he served all the way into, what, his 80s or something? At what point? I even think that Supreme Court justices should have a term limit. I'm sure all of you guys saw it. What was your thoughts about it? Do you believe that we should have term limits? Because the thing is, the most powerful person is the president of the United States, and you can only serve 8 years. 8 freaking years, that's it, if you get a second chance. But the people who work more closely with our communities, our states and everything, most of them can be there forever. What sense does that make? And I'm sorry, Gwen's not going to be next month. It's going to be October the 20th. I'm sorry. Gwen's show is going to she's going to come back and grace us with her great knowledge of hip-hop October the 20th. Okay, so let me clarify that. But let me ask you this. Do you believe there should be term limits for everything, for every office? Don't everybody speak at once.
Well,
I said don't everybody speak at once. Whoever has
to call a name.
I'm sorry?
I said you normally call a name.
I think it should be turned.
No, I'm just saying whoever wants to respond, whoever wants to respond first. You know, I'm sure you thought about it. So if you want to respond, go ahead.
And Senate and House. I think it should be limited. Because you got Dianne Feinstein who can't even think for herself. You have to be willed in. And now you got McConnell freezing. That's the early sign of dementia.
Okay. Well, you're getting a little feedback there, Janet. So I don't know what changed on your end, but now I'm getting a little feedback. But we heard what you said. So, Tommy, you want to respond to what Janet
just
said?
I was saying that, okay, you know, when you look at it, and this is the reason why you have these people are still around is because everybody, this is all about power and it's political, that they're worried that if you lose this person, who are we going to put there? Because they think that the Republicans going to take a spot or the Republicans think that the Democrats are going to gain something. Okay? They ain't thinking about the people. They thinking about their power move. Stein was wrong. They're not going out and getting her her single shot.
No more.
Okay.
Candy. Your mama be here any minute.
Now she's supposed to go get her single shot, and she never went and got it. Anybody over 50-something years old should be going to get a single shot. Hell, I got to go get my second one because you're supposed to get two. This woman's in her 80s and didn't go get it, and you see the damage of what shingles do. You see how her face drooped? That's what shingles will do to you. Like you said, Janet, Mitch McConnell. McConnell has been falling, okay? When your body, and I'm telling you, Mike, from that's a long way down to that floor. That man has busted his ribs. He done broke his wrist. He done did all this stuff. That means his balance is completely off. I guarantee you he's got somebody helping him get out of bed every day. And helping him put his clothes on. And same with her. She got people helping her put her clothes on. Because they don't, if you take everybody's worried about that power move, okay?
Yeah.
They want to control. They want, and it's wrong. You got to go. And I get it. The term limits, hey, dude, why y'all trying to stay till you 90 years old? Yeah, Joe Biden just happened to win, and he might win again. But he's got his – and I'm sure somebody helping his old ass get out of bed. But let me tell you, and I'm with you on the term limits, but if you let Trump's monkey ass get back up in there, we all in trouble. And that's the reason why I will take that old bird. I'll take that old bird. I'll take him on his last before I let that charlatan in there. Because let you know, wait till Janet, wait till they get that investigation going about Jared Kushner.
I've been waiting for that for over two years. Ever since he got that money from Qatar.
Yep, they got it started. They got it started. What's his name? Raskin. Jamie Raskin.
Yeah.
They've already, and there's another guy, they have already started to investigate him. They thought
but
they
you know what?
Flip.
They're only talking about Saudi Arabia. They got to talk about the UAE. UAE, I think it is. I don't know. And then they got to talk about Qatar because he got 200 million, 200 million from the UAE, whatever it's called. I can't think. But then from all those other foreign countries, only 1% came from U.S. people that was in the United States. Only 1% out of that $3.1 billion. All he did when he was in the White House was politic to get him some money and save his Fifth Avenue building. And Ivanka, she just as bad, 18 trademarks, plagiarizing, using designers' design. They don't even talk about that anymore.
Right.
But they want to talk about Hunter Biden, who shared $20 million between him and his friend. 20 million, his partners. None of that had to go to Biden, but they're trying to say they want to impeach him. Something's wrong with this country.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, I have to intervene on that, or I have to speak up on that. Me personally, hey, look, if you're doing criminal activities within this system, okay, whether you're the president, president's son, this and the other, then you should be exposed. I get that. What I found interesting is that where all of a sudden they're calling the Bidens a crime family, and it's like, well, wait a minute, the Trumps were a crime family beforehand. I mean, it came out long before. You look at what Donald Trump did back in the days of his casinos and everything. The contractors never got paid. Atlantic City had the Bibles, had to take on those casinos to keep them going. This man done, you know, he's filed bankruptcy 7 times. Okay, his dad and him were convicted of wrongful practice when it came to their properties, of not allowing certain folks to live there based on race. There's also, look at his college. That was a fraud, you know. And look at the whole thing. I'm just saying that people are not looking at the things that these individuals were found guilty of prior to becoming the president. Yeah, once a criminal, always a criminal.
The only people is not Biden. The only people is Trump. And they kind of put it on Biden, but Biden don't have nothing to do with what his son did.
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying, Janet. I'm saying it's, you know, my dad, God bless his soul, God rest his soul, he had nothing to do with the decisions that I made. He had nothing to do with it. He was my father, and he only tried to tell me what best to do. I looked at what he did. He made mistakes. Hell, everybody makes mistakes, but you don't control a person's journey or path when they become an adult. And you're not necessarily involved in every of all their personal business dealings and this, that, and the other. You know? I mean, and that's the thing. Now, what I want to jump to, because it is 7:10, 7:11 right now, I want to jump to another topic. Since we're speaking of the Bidens and, you know, politics and everything, I want to go to this one story here. Oh, and by the way, you guys, if you know who Jimmy Buffett is, the legendary singer, he had one of the greatest hits that is timeless. I love that song. Searching for my lost sacred and soul. Some people claim that there's a worm on the blame, but I know. It's my own damn fault. You know, that's when they wrote real stories. And that's like my love when Ross is doing, where she says storytellers. Songs back then told stories. But unfortunately, Jimmy Buffett passed away at the age of 76. Okay. Margaritaville is definitely a classic. In fact, it's in my playlist. God bless him. You know, that's just really amazing. Now, what I want to go to here, if you guys don't mind. Oh, and by the way, there was another individual who passed away. And let me make that mention. I'm trying to find it here. Bill Richardson, a veteran diplomat and former New Mexico governor, passed away at the age of 75. Okay. So blessings to the families and everything. But I'm trying to scroll through. I wanted to go into the stories on those, but I'm trying to find this one thing. Janet, I know.
You look at it's up at the top by the.
Oh,
by
well,
the,
well, no, no, here it is. This is what I want to get to next, and then I'm going to get to the next one. You're proud, right? You're proud of your family. You're proud of your
over your kids. You're proud of, you know, accomplishments and everything. And then when this individual decided to name his group, he called it the Proud Boys. Well, I don't think he's too proud today. Because what he got, he's not proud of his actions or what he did on January 6th. He was at that time. But right now, after that judge laid down 18 years on his ass, he ain't too proud, y'all. U.S. Capitol attack. Proud Boys leader gets 18 years in prison. Let me roll down let me give you the, as Reese Hopkins would say, the rundown of what occurred. A leader of the far-right Proud Boys was sentenced on Friday, that was yesterday, to 18 years in prison over the U.S. Capitol attack, equaling the longest punishment in the case so far, while another member was sentenced to 10 years, yelled, "Trump won," as he left the court. Really? I mean, I want to read a little bit more, but I'm like, really? Trump's not in jail. Your ass is. Or better yet, your ass is gone. The pair were the latest members of far-right groups sentenced for taking part in the January 6, 2021 assault on Congress and attempted to overturn Donald Trump's election defeat. The 18-year sentence for Ethan Nordine, a leader of the Proud Boys convicted of seditious conspiracy, fell short of the 27 years prosecutors had sought and tried the sentence handed down to Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes in May. Quote, "If we don't have a peaceful transfer of power in this country, we don't have anything," said U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly. In a statement to the judge, Norton called January 6th a complete and utter tragedy and said he had gone to the Capitol to be a leader and to keep people out of trouble. His wife and sister pleaded for mercy. Now, I don't know if you guys seen the video of him.
Mm-hmm.
Of him. Well, no, before that whole part, of him at the Capitol. His demeanor, his actions, I don't see anything showing him trying to keep people out of trouble at all. This is what he said he came there for. But I don't see anything. First of all, you're trespassing at that point. Because there's a clip of where he's recording himself now. And again, when you're recording yourself doing something unlawful, trust and believe it can be very serious when it comes to you being charged. You're recording evidence that can be used against you. And that's exactly what happened. His demeanor, where he was, that was not a lawful entrance into the Capitol. See what I'm saying? It wasn't. You basically broke into a building. A lot of folks say, "Oh well, it's the people's building." No, there's rules and regulations how you go into any government. I'm sorry, we still have them, right? Any government building. There's a way that you do it. You don't just force your way in. You don't do that. But that's what he did. 18 years. What do you guys think? Is that okay where he could have got even more? But 18 years he's going to have to spend behind bars. What's your thoughts about it?
I think they drank the Kool-Aid, homeboy. You can't go in and put all this together. These guys, like the guy, the first dude that they got that had the one eye, which he accidentally shot himself in the eye, he went to Yale University, Mike. These men are not, and also these are not poor white folks. These are middle class or upper middle class white men who followed an idiot, a charlatan. This is how militias were created back in the day to destroy black businesses. These are the same type cats. We also had black folks who infiltrated their own people, like they did Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and, you know, who was that? What am I thinking of? You know, the Power to the People, you know, Black Power Movement, all that. We had those people.
Maker Evers, you know, you have Maker Evers, you have all types of people.
Yeah, Meg Evans got sold out by a black man, okay? And they all did it because they bought into the bullshit. Now, I'm not going to tell you America's perfect, but you are free. And that's when it comes down to we cannot allow you. Our little system is not perfect, but it's better than most. Yes, we have a nasty history, and we're trying to make sure that history is not repeated. The only problem is we got a lot of folks who don't like to see other people doing well. And then they get crazy and they want to go kill them.
But here's the thing, Timon. You just said something. We have a nasty history. And America does, but look what America is doing now, denying the history. They don't want to tell the truth. I mean, because this is what, the melting pot?
But my point was, Mike, I was saying that because you got these guys that follow Trump. Trump turned our White House into a reality TV show.
And yes, he did.
That rhetoric that was coming out of his mouth is the same rhetoric that was used in the 50s and 60s to get a lot of people killed, which it has done.
Yes.
That stuff's been sitting at the surface since the Tea Party came in, because the Tea Party open the door to the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Matt Gaetz of the world.
To the MAGA and the QAnon.
Yep.
So, hold on a minute now. Okay, but Tommy, I mean, I got to accept alternative facts, okay? I have to accept that.
No, you don't.
I don't know what I'm joking. But, you know, but I was told, accept alternative facts, right? I was told, okay,
they want you to accept alternative facts. You weren't told to do it. They want people to believe it, but it's not a compromise. It's a select group of people.
But, Janet, what I'm saying is this. I was told I don't believe in facts. Just believe there are alternative facts.
So you drink Kool-Aid, Michael?
But hold on. Let me finish, please. I believe in the facts, but I was told, look into the alternative facts. There's no such thing. Whether you believe in the facts that is presented before you, but if you believe in alternative facts, then you're crazy as hell. There's no such thing as an alternative when it comes to facts. If you're in court and you're a juror and you have to make a decision whether a person lives or dies, are you going to look at the facts or the alternative facts? There's no such thing. What's the alternative to the fact? We know a fact is the sun comes up every morning. We know that the moon comes up at night. What's the alternative of those facts? Nothing.
But it don't come up at all.
Oh, well, has that ever happened in the history of mankind? Has it ever happened? I'm just saying, and the reason why I'm saying this is that where those individuals bought into that and believed it, there's no alternative to facts. That's all I'm saying. And as Timon said, they're drinking some heavy ass Kool-Aid here. We already talked about Jim Jones. how he got all those thousands or hundreds of thousands of folks to go down to, I think it was Guam, sold all their property, their homes, their cars, everything, and moved them to the jungle.
That was Prince Guyana.
And made them into the kids.
Your mama almost said she should be
sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I said Guam. Well, they start with a G. But the thing that where that's the power of one individual. That's the power. Not just Jim Jones, not just Donald Trump. And to be honest, I'm going to put Donald Trump into the same category of all these individuals. In Waco, if you look at the guy in Waco, how he wants to make them drink the Kool-Aid. Now, for you folks that are listening, no, not every situation was Kool-Aid involved. But what I'm saying, that's just a form of believing and following and trusting and thinking that this is reality. All of them, in my opinion, cult leaders. And the MAGA crew, to me personally, is a cult. See, it's sad when you sit up and say, I'm an American, I believe in my country, I'm on fight or die for this country and everything. But now you're getting away from the laws. You're not following the laws. You're not looking at the democratic system. And you're wanting to go ahead and say, well, we'll let this person go ahead and get away from the democratic system.
Uh-huh.
And no one should have any favoritism whatsoever with the process of the democratic system, not even a former president. Go ahead, Simon. I think you want to chime in.
No, if you're speaking on that, Donald Trump refused to do, and it's the first time in probably 200 years that we did not have a peaceful transfer of power. The dude never refused to do it. And he said that he was going what he was going to do. He said that he was not going to do it. He said that he was going to say that the thing was stolen. And all these people, Mike, just think about this. All of these people who have been indicted, their careers are over.
Done.
Okay, they're done.
Done.
Okay, all of them. That's why they're trying to do all this separate. They're going to lose their licenses. They lost their licenses by following and trying to sell a lie.
What is the term? Stick a fork in them. Stick a fork in them. They're done. No,
yeah,
I mean, what's the term? Stick a fork in them. They're done.
Yeah, I mean, they really have put themselves in a position that is going to cost them. Definitely going to cost them, the stuff that they've done, you know. And
look at Giuliani. Giuliani got to sell his apartment, $6.5 million.
Yeah.
And he's got to pay back Ruby Freeman and her daughter, the lady that's suing him for the $1 million, you know. He's got to pay that. He's got to pay his legal fees. He can no longer be America's mayor. He can't press his law anymore. There's nothing he can do but kiss Trump's butt.
Okay, so hold on. You brought up something that was really interesting for you guys that don't know. Giuliani was found guilty of slander and a host of other charges, right? He was. He was Trump's lawyer at one point. A true supporter of Donald Trump. It's not just one lady. It's a mother and daughter that are suing him. And, they won the lawsuit this past week. Okay, later on this week, they won the suit. The judge made the decision. That, yeah, he went way beyond. Now, her being
a lady that worked for him.
Her being a judge that Barack Obama appointed, now certain parties want to say, well, no, that's not right for her to do that. But she's going by the law. She's going by the law. You've got to abide by the law. You can't bend it. You can't, you're not supposed to,
but you can't bend it, and you cannot ignore it. If you ignore it, then, hell, you'll have more criminals in politics than what you have now. You'll have more criminals in politics than what you have now. And you notice I said now, because there's a lot of criminals in politics, not just Donald Trump. I do believe that he should be found guilty of many of these 91 charges.
I'm just going to
no way in hell, no way in hell he should be found guilty.
You can't go
on
back with me. Please don't.
Okay.
I'm going to go to
all right, so that being said, I want to wrap up that topic because, you know, we always talk about politics every week. We also get what's happening. And we, you know, share with each other our thoughts and the changes that are happening. This is a fluid conversation. It's always something. We always see something that changes. As you well know, that Willis, the prosecutor here, they're trying to go after her now, you know, slow down the process, right?
Well,
okay.
Mike. But, they can't do that now because the governor already said he ain't getting rid of them.
Okay.
And yeah, the governor already
you know what? You're right. Right. Kemp, for the first time, Governor Kemp here in Georgia, for y'all that's listening, probably don't know about it, but, Kemp said, no. I'm not going to go down that route. I'm not going to go down that path.
He signed
he doesn't
paper.
See any.
He signed the law into effect.
Okay. He said he is not going to go down that path at all. So I do praise him for that. Let the judicial system work the way it's supposed to be for everybody. For everybody. That's what it's supposed to be. Okay?
Michael.
Hold tight for a minute. Hold on a minute, Janet. Hold on a minute. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Kemp should have never signed that. If he did not want that law to come into effect, he shouldn't have signed it. He could have vetoed it. He didn't. And now he's like he's going to say, don't do this. I hope y'all don't go down that path. You shouldn't have never signed the paper. Because you knew it. He knew exactly what they were going to do and why they put that law in effect. That's all
I wanted to say. With that being said, now, let's remember that Kemp did not agree with Donald Trump's claims as far as him winning the election. He didn't. He pretty much tried to stay out of that. Donald Trump has called him a lot of names. So apparently they're not on the same accord, right? Wouldn't you agree, Simon? You know,
the
Republican
Party. Yeah, he says that now, but what I always thought that what he would do, like Janet said, he signed it. My thing is, if you didn't believe in it, why would you put your name on it? And now that you've seen that you saw how much you lose by signing off, by backing Trump, he figured out that's how we lost Georgia, because we backed this fool. Right? And now he's finding out that... You know, they could lose again. Go ahead.
Right. So at this point, don't you think that where, granted, and I'm not trying to take up for the man, but I'm thinking that where he saw the situation at a later date, you know what I mean, of what he did, I guess I could say, the backdraft on it, you know, by doing what he did. Do you think he's trying to correct it now? Because, see, the thing is that whatever you do, you know, I mean, you're the governor of Georgia. This is not a red state anymore. Many people from up north who are pretty much Democratic some,
and other states are moving to Georgia, and it's not a blue state per se. What is the term that they said? A purple state? It's a little bit of a blend, right? So Georgia is becoming a purple state, not all red, not all blue yet, and I think it might become blue, but it might stay purple for a long period of time. So that's going to be an issue for whoever is the governor, whether they're Republican or Democrat. We have a purple state.
Kemp is trying to just clean up his act and try to make it look like he was on the other side, but he wasn't. He knew what that law was, why they wanted that law into effect. He knew what they were getting ready to do, and it was to target Tawny. Bania, whatever her name is. And now he's trying to say, I advise you not to go after her. Well, you signed it into effect, and you knew what they were going to do. And
okay,
I don't think he's trying to clean up his act.
Interesting point.
No, I'm serious. I don't think he is.
I agree, by cheating. Okay.
Right, right.
So what I want to do is this. I want to change topics because we only have, it's 7:35 right now. We have about 25 minutes. I shared this earlier, and I don't think we really got over it. But granted, on another show I was listening to where they were talking about where they want to make marijuana legal. Okay. In my opinion, that should be okay. Because, see, alcohol has been legal for decades. But then they had, what is the term, a moratorium? No, it wasn't a moratorium. It's where they outlawed alcohol, and folks still found a way to manufacture it, you know, out in the woods, making stills and everything, you know, bootleg. Is the term. And now you have all these major beer companies, this, that, and the other, cigarette companies and everything. All of it is not good for you. But I've never heard of a person being arrested for being under the influence of marijuana. Alcohol, yeah.
You've been arrested for having a joint, so that's just as bad.
Can I finish?
They went to jail. They went to prison for having a... Can I finish?
Can I finish, Janet, can I finish, please? I'm introducing the topic. Let me introduce the topic, okay? I'm trying to introduce the topic. So what I was saying is this. Marijuana, I've never heard anything about a person was under the influence of marijuana. Alcohol, I've heard that. But the thing is that where now you have where in some states marijuana is legal based on certain things. Now let's go and look at medical marijuana. Okay, for medical purposes. Okay. They've proven that this does work for some people, right? Why not make marijuana legal in the same way that you do alcohol? I think more people will probably prefer that type of stimulant than alcohol. Because you hear about DUIs, driving under the influence, but what kind of influence were they under? Marijuana, I've never heard a person going to jail for being under the influence of marijuana. Never. Never. You have all these different drinks out there that have alcohol content and go to jail every day. Now let's go to this. But here's another thing, and this is the topic I'm trying to lead to. You have individuals who don't get high just on or buzz on alcohol or marijuana. They use chemicals. They get high on chemicals. They get high on, pharmaceutical type things, right? You have individuals who go and buy bottles of mouthwash. Read the back of a bottle of certain items that you purchase every day. Mouthwash is meant to put in your mouth, gargle, spit out, right? Some people drink whole bottles because of the alcohol content within that mouthwash. If you could buy a bottle of Scope or Listerine or whatever the brand is, and it has a higher alcohol content than the actual liquor that you would pay inside of the store, that's a hell of a high. I'm not making this up. It's a fact. You two already know that where I shared with you of what I just saw, where a guy grabbed a spray can, compressed air, dust buster, as they sometimes call them. I didn't know that people get high off of this stuff. Jenna, I think you have that information there of the ingredients on it, or you recall what it is. But this guy grabbed a can and sat right in front of the store and inhaled it. And I'm hearing him saying this and that. I was thinking maybe he was using an inhaler, right, for asthma and things. But then I look closer. I'm like, whoa, this don't look good. Of course, I let security know about it. And then they called the paramedics and everything. They didn't take him to jail. You know, they talked to him and everything, you know, and trying to help him out, which I like that fact. Go back to what Timon said, why you got to shoot a person all the time, why you got to take a person to jail all the time. They might need some help, intervention. But no more than 2 hours later, I'm in my store, and I look, and I'm like, wait a minute. Ain't that the same guy who was here 2 hours ago getting high out in front of the store, in front of the customers, in front of kids, in front of everybody? He's back in the store. And he grabbed a can and put it in the back pocket and walked out the door. That bothered me. Because now this is his stash. Trust and believe he will continue to do that. If he can get away with it two times, because I believe the first time he did it, he didn't, you know, he wasn't stopped. He didn't buy it. He's doing it a second time. And this is going to be a continuing thing. So the point I'm getting to is that when we're talking about certain drugs and this and the other, you know, let's look at the other things that people are using. Other things that are issues where it should be a label, and though he stole it, there's some items that, you know, the cashier has confirmed that individual is over 18. Over-the-counter drugs, all right? There's some things that used to be on the shelf. Now you have to purchase it through the pharmacy and this and the other and show ID, right? I'm almost done. But we have to look at those things. We have to put those things and look at the precautions that we need to be responsible for. We can't let young kids, you know, just come in and buy these products to get high and possibly kill themselves. But at what point? I mean, and that's the thought process, right, what I just shared. But at what point do we say, oh, you know what, we can't handle all that? I'm sure a lot of businesses and companies are like, we can't put all that into the system. Check their ID that they're over 18 to buy this, you know. At what point? Janet, your response, please. Jenna,
well, Michael, yes, I'm here.
I feel that when a person has to use a can of spray that's off a computer keyboard, and it's Freon like, because they said you can get burned from it. It's very it's very dangerous for your lungs and everything else. And for somebody to do that, they really don't care too much about their body, you know. So I was that was the first I heard of this when you were telling me about it, you know, yesterday. I never heard of that before. I thought you were going somewhere talking about Biden passing marijuana for Gen X, you know. I'm kind of speechless because I'm still don't understand. I mean, I read the article to you yesterday, and it's awful for the guy to come in the store and steal another can. So it's like he want to kill himself.
Now, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you speak, but I didn't share this part, and I'm not making this shit up. It's like an oxymoron because he had on a not like a baseball cap. He had on like a brim, you know, like a straw type brim, and had on some jeans. He didn't look like a bum at all. You know what you would consider a bum or a person hard on that look. He looked kind of casual dressed. But what blew me away, which I didn't see it the first time when he was doing it, but the second time when he came in to steal the can, I saw exactly what was written on his shirt. You know what he had on his shirt? He had, "I can't breathe." I'm not making this up. His T-shirt literally said, "I can't breathe." That's an oxymoron, you know, like, what? But you're coming in here stealing cans of compressed air, dust buster, and inhaling it.
Wow.
So when we look at, you know, the legalization of certain drugs and everything, but, you know, some folks are using certain chemicals as a drug. Someone said to me today, actually I heard them on the show, said people are killing themselves intentionally. People are tired of living. People are really wanting to die. And that's a sad thought.
Michael,
go ahead.
The can says, you know, if you get it on your hands, wash it immediately. If you it's telling you all these things you need to do. Get help immediately. Seek help. You know, like don't pass go. I mean, stop. Just keep on going straight to the hospital. You know, because how dangerous it is. And you said the guy was actually two cans, probably more than that, of just freezing his lungs.
Exactly. Because
he was inhaling it. That's sad.
When I saw the can, and I mean, I don't know how many of y'all use compressed air dust buster for your computer products. I use it a lot. No, I don't inhale it. But the thing is that when you spray it for a certain amount of time, the can starts getting cold, okay? And when I saw this guy's can, when they got it, you know, when they went in the pro center, I was right there with AP. The can had frost on it. It literally will frost up, okay? When you spray for a long period of time, and he had sprayed that stuff in his system for a long period of time. I know it's long because when I clean out, you know, I use it for all of my, you know, my desktop, laptop, spray here, spray there, spray there. This guy was continuously spraying it, and it will only freeze up like that or have frost on it with consistent use. So like Janet said, even though it's going down your throat or your windpipe and everything, and you think that the body temperature will, you know,
you know, warm it up. No, you're freezing. You're inside. Consistently freezing your internal organs and affecting them, and that's what that guy was doing. Now, I have to share this part that was funny yesterday. After witnessing that, I took public transportation home, which is a bus, and being a senior, guess what? I only have to pay a dollar, okay? And sometimes they say, go, just get on. I'm sitting there waiting, and this guy comes walking over to the bus stop, and he's rolling a damn blunt in the open. Literally.
A different guy.
I'm sorry?
Is it the same guy or a different guy?
No, this is a different guy, not the guy who was using the can, no. Here's this guy. Now, the guy who was doing the can, he was kind of like a middle-aged white guy, okay? And literally, he looked like George Carlin, you know, the comedian. He really did. I was like, damn. But anyway, but I'm looking at this other guy later on when I'm going home. He's walking, rolling a blunt, a split, whatever they call it now, in the open. And I'm like, what kind of damn day am I having here? He sat down, finished it, brought a daylight. Now, mind you guys, for the past 2 weeks, I've been going to a training class for where I work at, and you know, I never saw anything the past 2 weeks. But when I go back to my store, I see this. I'm like, wow, it's amazing. Now, let me say this part too. When people say that certain things or crimes happen in certain communities, they're really saying, well, the black community, the Hispanic community. The store that I work at has a mixed community of people, black, Indian, Spanish, white, okay? For the last 2 weeks, I've been in the Woodstock area at, you know, going through training. A much more, you know, I guess upper end type area. But you know what I saw there? Black, Hispanic, Indian, Asian.
That's right.
Everybody. I saw it all there. It's not.
And
just,
it was neat and plain.
It wasn't like where you would think it's all white folks up there. You know what I mean? I saw every nationality come in and out of that store. It's not about race. It's about culture. It's about income. It's about respect for yourself and others. That's what I saw. I saw respect for the community. I'm just being honest. I saw respect for the community, respect for the store, respect for the fact that if I come in here, I'm not going to tear this up. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's something that people are not taking into consideration. If you respect the business will respect you and every time you come in here. You'll be respected. It will be, you know, it's all about that. It's all about that. And that's what I look at where, you know, where I'm at. I'm going to try to, you know, share that with individuals who always come in and complain about an area. What are you doing to make it better? What are you doing to make it better?
Right.
All you're doing is complaining about it. But can you help make it better? Because I see it's possible.
Yeah, or offer some suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Michael, you know, in the past we have talked a lot about the different, the stories. And I say I had one point of view and you had another point of view. And now I know you can see where I was coming from when you sit there and talk about all the stuff that was happening. I'm like, I don't see that. I didn't see that. I don't see that. It's because I'm in a different area.
Correct.
In a different
area. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're in a different area, right. And we all are in different areas, you know, and the good thing is that we're able to share the experiences that we have. I am so glad that I spent 2 weeks where I was in order to observe it, to observe it and take something from it. You know, you have to bring that. Now, you can't change everybody. You can't, no. In fact, I recommend don't try to change everybody at one time about what you've learned, what can happen. If you really work, you know, together and really have a mindset of that. But slowly but surely, share it. And that's why, you know, when I went back, you know, I came in with a totally different attitude. A whole different perspective. A lot of people don't see things, but when you can share what you've seen, and if they have an open mind to visualize, they can be like, okay, I can believe that. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it can really have an effect. It really can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's my takeaway for today's show. You can make a major change in a very small way. You really can. You can make a major change in a small way. I learned that.
You know, when I first moved to Georgia, every 6 months I was relocating to another area because I wasn't used to a whole lot of crime and, you know, just different, you know, things. And when I moved to Woodstock, I didn't have a need to move anymore because it was a low-crime area, you know. So sometimes when you can't change things or you can't make things change, move on. Find something better.
That's true. Exactly. Woodstock is a beautiful, well, you know, when I first came to Georgia, Woodstock only had one streetlight when I first came here at the corner of 92 and Bellsbury. Woodstock now is a city of its own, okay? I mean, over the years, I've seen that place go from woods, and when I say over the years, I'm talking about from the 80s, where it was just nothing but woods up there in a little small town. Now, it's huge, okay? It's huge. You got celebrities living in Woodstock, to be honest. I know one. Because the way it's set up. There's a lot of areas. But, again, I just want to say that when it comes to where folks say that, you know, it's just, you know, white folks up in, you know, north and everything.
No.
Or in Woodstock.
No.
There's black folks up there. There's Asian folks. There's Indian folks. There's Hispanic folks. Every nationality lives in that area. But the community is clean. They respect their area. They respect their community. And they don't want, you know, it to be there. So areas that are like that in more closer to the inner cities should have the same thought process. Same people live in the same areas from time to time. But it's all about the culture. It's all about the respect that you have for where you live. That's just my opinion. I may be wrong, but like Charles Barkley says, but I doubt it. I know a lot of white folks that live in my area. I know a lot of Hispanic folks, black folks in my area. And then when I look at the store that I work at, you don't want to take care of your neighborhood store. Now you want to complain about the price of product and everything? Think about it. You're not trying to keep it up. I know I'm running off of everything, but I just had to say that because just my experience just blew me away of what I saw. That store, I never saw anything on the floor whatsoever. Nothing.
Michael, the roads, the streets, you won't see any trash, nothing.
No.
Anywhere.
But the thing is that it's where the community has to respect where they live. They have to have some kind of input. Now, granted, different jurisdictions and everything as far as, city, this, that, and the other. I get that. I get the fact that where city council and this and where and different areas, have a different look into keeping their place up. Well, then the people that run the areas that some of us live in should invest that type of money and time into keeping the community looking good. That's why we pay you. Our tax dollars pay you to do your job. And I think next week what we're going to do, we're going to look into a lot of different things about what are we paying for? What are we paying for? How come taxes are going up? You tell me that it's going for, a certain project and everything like that, And then how come certain individuals can vote on their own raise? It's not based on the community, but they get together and say, yeah, we deserve another 1%. Wait a minute. You do? Think about it. That happens a lot. How can you vote in your own raise? I wish I could on my job. And is that legal? Is that okay? You ever thought about that? Let's really go into this whole thing and understand it. What the law says, what the whole system says as far as it goes. All right, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. It's 8:01 p.m. Timon, are you still here? I see you still on the board, and I apologize.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah. What's your thought on that? You've been quiet for a minute.
Oh, yeah, so I was sending out some stuff, yeah. I didn't catch the last part of what you were talking about. I know you guys were talking about the guy huffing the stuff. I just think it's time to send the hurt. I heard that part. I think it's when you get to the point that we've given you marijuana, and you wonder why they're going to legalize it. Well, they're trying to hold off legalizing because the major corporations want to get in front of it. Because remember now, you would also have to release all the people you locked up.
Mm-hmm.
All the people you locked up for marijuana, you got to let them go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's why it's state funded. It's not federally funded. Okay. So it's still a federal crime, although it's legal. It's state wise. You can't go cross state line with it though. But it is, So if you go federal, then all that so called, that marijuana money that you was so called complaining about. All right. But all the drug dealers and whatnot. Everybody's trying to get in front of it because they want to make money out of it. Remember, it's always been about money, right? They knew that it had medicinal purposes years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was. But you got to understand, when you inject religion in everything, then that's going to throw a monkey wrench. That's why prostitution is not legal in certain states, but yet you want to legalize abortion. But you won't legalize, but you got a thing but wait a minute. If we legalize it and made everybody get tested, if that's what a person wants to do, because you say land of the free and all this stuff here, okay, a woman could go out there and make her own money. That's why it's called escort services now, and that's why they're called independent contractors now. That's why the strip club are unionizing, all right, because they're saying, look, I choose to live this life. Yeah, I grew up in the church, but this is why I want to live my life. And if they let that stuff go, would it bring – and guess what? All they want to tax it, though. That's why a lot of guys are being put out of business in the marijuana business, because they get taxed like crazy. California lighting their butt up. I mean, you know, and if you go to red, that's like Texas. Texas is if they legalize marijuana, they got to let them guys go. They don't want to let nobody out. So that's my thought on it. I just think that, you know, they've already pretty much had up in their mind what they want to do.
Wow.
You know. So, you know, that's my thought on it. But, hey, you know, it's
Michael was also talking about the difference in the communities from one store to another, how he saw how much cleaner everything was for the 2 weeks that he worked at a store in my area compared to the store that he works at.
Well,
it was
also
a big difference.
Well, I mean, Janet, if you look at certain cities, why do we have white flight? If you notice that every time someone packs up and moves out, when white folks move, not only do they pay for their tax, to have better neighborhoods, that's because they pay a high tax bracket, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's investing into those neighborhoods. Now, you should not have to leave. I don't know if you noticed in Louisiana, they closed up top high schools that were predominantly black and Hispanic that were doing very well, but they closed them and shipped them back to the bad neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have the money, and they didn't have
mm-hmm.
school teachers. But why is it that the white schools are doing okay? You see, or how about when they do regentrification, and they come in and rebuild, and those people who were enjoying what they want, now they can't live there. They now got to move.
Wow.
Because your taxes is going up. And it's never been... There's two books that I always suggest people read. One's called Evicted, and the other one's called Poverty. The guy who wrote them is a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, I think, for the New York Times. But he looked at it as the exploitation of the poor. And they are exploiting people to no end. You want to know why you got a homelessness? That homelessness was created. And you keep raising people's rents. If you say, hey, your union fights to get you $30 an hour, then Target turns around, say you work for Target. Target turns around and passes that off on the consumer. Then if they do pay you extra money, the guy you're paying rent to, he gonna raise your rent. Then also you say, I ain't got time to cook, so now I'm gonna go to McDonald's. Well, guess what McDonald's doing? McDonald's gonna raise their price up because you can't go over to the grocery store because their prices is up. You start eating bad food like McDonald's, you start gaining weight, your health get bad. Now pharmaceuticals is going to go up because now I need to take them drugs. Okay? For my high blood pressure and all the diabetes I'm getting from eating this crappy food from McDonald's and everything and Burger King that I shouldn't be eating. And I'm also giving it to my kids. So everything's going up because you've created this thing. They ain't, you know. And I just sat back one day and thought about it. I said, shoot, if McDonald's is doing well and the grocery store, that's because the grocery store prices are going up. And you
okay,
ain't got
so hold tight,
go,
everybody, because I'm getting – I need everybody to hold on a minute. Seeing that I had to change the whole setup of the show, I'm getting a countdown from Blog Talk, you know, 90 seconds, 60 seconds. But what I did, I went into the system – to add a little more time, but, you know, we're at 8:08. We normally don't go into a third hour, but I'm thinking that Blog Talk is set up that way based on what the original show was scheduled for, okay? So interesting conversation. I think we had a great conversation on all the topics. We can continue. In fact, I see someone on the board here listening in. I'm not going to call them out. But I appreciate them tuning in and listening to the conversation. Great conversation. Seriously. Very very interesting topics. And we can continue this on some of next week. So you guys let me know what you want to continue on.
as we still continue to bring in more conversation and more topics. But the ones that we've been talking about, I think that we can continue next week. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
I think we could.
Some of them, yeah. Okay. You know, so what I want you guys to do, if you don't mind, shoot me a message of what you really want to, you know, talk about next week. Continue the conversation about certain topics. Timing, you know, you worked in you worked with kids and everything, and some of the topics that we talked about actually does, you know, have a lot to do with your experience of what you have done working in the juvenile system. I like for you to, you know, share with me what more we can learn from you, and based on what we talked about, you know, today. Janet, same thing. In the political field, you know, we try to dissect a lot of things and get everybody's point of views and thought process about what we talk about, right? I really enjoy it. I learn a lot. I truly do. I learn a lot. And hopefully for all of you that are listening to us live on the internet, on the World Wide Web, through Blog Talk Radio, hopefully you've learned a lot too. You're more than welcome to chime in and call in. Remember, the number is 516-531-9861. If you don't want to talk, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS and just join the chat room. Only takes a minute to do so, and you can post your questions or comments, and we will read them on the air. Hey, you guys, fantastic show. I don't know where that feedback is coming from. I don't know. I'm hearing feedback. Are you hearing it too?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I just refreshed the board to make sure. I think it went away when I refreshed the board. Okay. So I almost didn't do this show because there's back into the music thing. I'm going to let you guys go. Tonight, less than 5 miles away, here in Georgia, Cobb County, major R&B concert featuring Morris Day and the Time, Confunction, and SOS Band is right up the street. I really was like, and the show started at 7. You know, right now it's 8:11? Tickets are still available. I might consider it still going, you know. I might think about going up there. You know, 5 miles away, why not? I'll think about that. Don't forget also, you know, you guys, if you're looking for some good shows, and if you're into concerts like I am, you know, you can go ahead and find, you know, certain things that will give you alerts of who's in your area if you really like it. Summer is almost gone, and a lot of these shows are popping up in your local areas. So go enjoy yourself. Go and have fun. Karen Whitey is going to be at City Winery here in Atlanta, Georgia on the 25th and the 26th. Yes, it's a weekday. Or those are weekdays. So but just check it out. Relax, unwind, and enjoy some great summer entertainment, the end of summer entertainment. Also, congratulations to Neon Dion Primetime Sanders, the coach of Colorado University. They beat, check this out, they beat TCU, who played in the championship against Georgia last year. And I'm telling you, I watched that game, and it was one of the most amazing games I ever seen in my life. Some of the plays, you know, was like, are you serious? If you guys get a chance, go and look at some of the highlights of this game. You know, I'm really happy. It was close. It was like 40-something to 40-something. Well, it was high scoring, like 45 to 48, I think it was. But congratulations to Deion Sanders and his son, who is the quarterback for Colorado. They did what people thought was not going to happen. You know, Deion shipped out a lot of players and brought in others, and folks said, oh, no, that's a wrong move and everything. But he proved in his first game that, hey, look, we can do this. So I watched it, If you could watch the highlights again, look at it. That was an awesome college football game, okay? Very entertaining. Last words from everybody across the board, and then we're going to shut this down. The lady of the house, Janet Davis, I'm going to let you speak first, please.
Everybody, Carmen, Michael, and everybody who's listening in, have an awesome Labor Day celebration. And see you next Saturday.
Okay, time.
Same time, that channel.
Same that time, same that channel. Okay, true. Time of your final words, sir. Is time still here? I see him still on the board.
You guys have a great. I had it on mute. You guys have a great weekend. I'm still preparing for a show that I got tonight at 7:30, so getting ready for that. And I was on the phone sending out stuff. You know, I'm just getting prepared for a lot of stuff I have coming up. So, you guys have a great weekend.
Okay. You too.
You too, my brother. Hey, happy holiday weekend to each and every one of you. Again, I want to thank my co-host. You know, for a great topic, great conversation. And we'll be back next weekend. Keep in mind, October the 20th, Gwen Ross, Hip Hop Presents the Storytellers, will return again. Please tune in and support, I mean, great music, great songs, great history. And it's only on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. You guys have a safe and blessed holiday. We'll see you next Saturday. God bless. Peace.
Good night.